I wish today to be a more interactive sharing during our sermon period.
那我希望我今天的证道呢，我们大家会有更多的一些相互的交流。
So as I ask questions, I hope you can all help me by creating a good a discussion as we talk.
所以当我在问大家问题的时候，我希望我们大家能够创造一个很好的一个互相讨论的这样的一个气氛。
I would like to know today if you have a problem with your job, something happened to your workplace, what would you do?
那我想问大家一下，如果你在工作中遇到了一些麻烦，在工作中有些困难的话，你会怎么办？
Pray.
祷告。
Very good.
很好。
Some people may, if you got a job issue, if somehow you got a pink slip,
如果有时候你会工作上有问题，或者你拿到一个解雇的条子的话
，Perhaps we may try to find another job.
那你可能会去寻找一个新的工作。
Perhaps we will go further study.
也许你会继续你的一些学业。
What happens if there's a problem in your school? If you have a problem regarding to your study?
如果你在学业中出现了问题的话，你会怎么办呢
？What would you do?
你会怎么办？
Keep the same way? Well, perhaps if you're parents, you probably may try to find a tutor for your children.
是继续这么下去吗？也许不一定。也许你的父母亲会帮你找一个辅导来帮助你学习。
If you're in college, perhaps you may consider changing your major.
如果你已经进了大学的话，那你有可能会改变你的主修的专业。
For us married couples, what happens if we have trouble in our marriage?
如果对于我们这个结婚的夫妻，如果在婚姻中出了问题的话
，Perhaps many of us may call our parents.
也许我们会打电话给我们的父母亲。
At least they have been married and they have experience how to deal with conflict within the marriage.
因为他们也是有结婚，所以他们可以了解如何处理婚姻当中的一些冲突。
Or if you try to talk to your friends, perhaps they can give you some advice if they have been married.
如果你也可能你会给你的朋友打电话，如果他们已经成家结婚了的话，他们也可能会给你很多的建议。
The worst case is you talk to someone who has never been married and they start to give you advices.
那最糟糕的结果可能是你跟人家打电话，但这个人其实完全没有结婚，他但是相反他还是给你很多的建议。
If you're sick, most likely we will go see a doctor.
如果你有疾病的话，你会怎么办？我想你会去看医生的。
How about if you or your family are demon possessed?
那可是如果你自己或者你的家人当中有被鬼附了的会怎么办呢
？There's no Obamacare.
在这个事情上 ，Obamacare 没有帮助的。
There's no 1-800 Ghostbuster.
也没有一个好像 1-800 的 number 可以让你来 1-800 的电话号码让你来除鬼。
Now the end of man is the beginning of God.
但是我们知道，我们人的尽头就是神的开始。
This is one area we really have no idea what to do.
这是一个我们完全不知道该怎么样处理的一个地方。
However, God is gracious to us.
但是我们知道神是很恩典怜悯的神。
There is a solution in the scripture.
在圣经当中，他为我们预备了答案。
If you are an English reader, may you take a Bible right next to you. Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5.
如果你是读英文的话呢，可以打开你周围身边的圣经，在马可福音的第五章。
If you're a Chinese reader, the scripture is printed on your bulletin.
如果你是中文的读者的话呢，你可以在周报的后面有印出来。
So I'm going to ask my translator to read in Chinese first, chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 20.
好，那我先来用中文来读马可福音。的第五章第一到二十节，他们来到海那边格拉森人的地方，耶稣一下船，就有一个被乌鬼附着的人从坟茔里出来迎着他。那人常住在坟茔里， 没有人能捆住他，就是用铁链也不成，因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链捆锁他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了，总没有人能制服他。他昼夜常在坟茔里和山中喊叫，又用石头砍自己。他远远地看见耶稣，就跑过去拜他，大声呼叫说，至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。是因耶稣曾吩咐他说，乌鬼啊，从这人身上出来吧。耶稣问他说，你名叫什么？回答说，我名叫群，因为我们多的缘故。就再三地求耶稣不要叫他们离开那地方。在那里山坡上有一大群猪吃食，鬼就央求耶稣说，求你打发我们住猪群里，负着猪去。耶稣准了他们，乌鬼就出来进入猪里去，于是那群猪闯下山崖，投在海里淹死了。猪的数目约有2000，放猪的就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人，众人就来要看是什么事。他们来到耶稣那里，看见那被鬼附着的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着穿上衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。看见这事的便将鬼附之人所遇见的和那群猪的事都告诉了众人，众人就央求耶稣离开他们的境界。耶稣上船的时候，那从前被鬼附着的人恳求和耶稣同在，耶稣不许，却对他说，你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。那人就走了，在地加波利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
Let me try to read it in English. It's a little bit long. Please bear with me. Mark chapter 5 from verse 1 to 20. They went across the lake to the region of Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came to the tombs to meet him. The man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with chain. For he had often chained hand and foot, and but be torn the chains apart. But he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tomb and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knee in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me. For Jesus had said to him, Come out of this man, you impure spirit. Then Jesus asked him, What is your name? My name is Legion, he replied, for we are many. And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, send us among the pigs, allow us to go into them. He gave them permission, and the impure spirit came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there dressed in his right mind. They were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you. So the man went away and began to tell the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed. Basically, here's a recording of the incident. Goes like this.
基本上这段经文所记载的故事是这个样子的。
Jesus, a great teacher at the time,
在那个时候耶稣是很好的一个老师，很伟大的老师。
Brought his disciple across the lake of Galilee.
耶稣带着他的门徒到加利利海的对岸去。
For a purpose to cast out demons from a demon-possessed man.
那他们去那里的一个目的就是要将要被把一位被鬼附的人呢为他赶鬼。
After demons were being cast out,
当这鬼被赶出来以后
they all jumped on pigs, a herd of pigs.
那这些鬼呢就附在了猪的身上。
And the pigs jumped off the bank of the lake and were drowned.
那这些猪就像发疯一样的跳到海里自杀了。
And then Jesus left the area.
这个事情以后耶稣最后就带着门徒离开了那里。
When we read the account of the story, we realize there is a man who has been demon possessed.
好了，我们在读到这个故事的时候，我们看到有一位被鬼附的人。
It looks horrible, terrifying.
他看上去非常的可怕。
It's scary.
也真是非常可怕的一个被鬼附的人。
But actually, he is also very pitiful.
但是事实上，我们也知道他是一位非常可怜的人。
I don't know you have ever met someone or you know someone or perhaps even your own family member being demon possessed.
我不知道你有没有遇到过或者认识过有被鬼附的，或者是甚至于你家里的家庭成员当中有没有曾经有过有被鬼附的。
Or perhaps they thought they were demon possessed due to their psychological issue.
或者有些时候可能他是精神方面的问题，但他们认为是被鬼附的。
Perhaps you know someone who suffers schizophrenia.
那我想可能也许你也会遇到一些人，曾经他可能有过精神分裂症方面的问题。
If you know such a person, you know how much suffering they are going through.
如果你有认识这样的人的话，你应该可以知道他们生命当中所受到的痛苦有多深。
Because they constantly thinking someone is watching them.
因为他们无时不刻的不太想着有人在背后的在监视他。
No matter wherever they go, they keep hearing voices talking to them.
不论他们到了什么地方，他们的耳朵里都好像可以听到有人在跟他说话的声音。
The irony is that they think they were never alone.
很有讽刺意的，就他们从来都不觉得自己好像是在单独的一个人。
And yet they are totally isolated from the society.
但是事实上他们在整个社区当中被完全的孤立出来。
There is no quiet time in their life.
在他们的头脑里，在他们生活当中没有任何一段安静的时间。
To a point they couldn't sleep.
到了一个地步，他们可能连睡眠都没有办法保证。
They couldn't eat well.
他没有办法能够有很好的饮食。
If they are on the bus, they feel someone is off the bus and watching them having a gun.Pointing at their heads.
他们如果在坐在公车上的时候，他们也许会看到好像有人在公车以外拿着枪指着他们。
Because lack of good sleep.
因为他们没有能够有很好的睡眠。
They lose energy and they were not able to perform their normal function as a normal person in the society.
他们没有办法保持很好的体力，所以他们没有在我们社会生活当中能够做一个正常的人。
To a severe degree, they suffer nervous breakdown, mental breakdown.
到了一个很极端的地步，他们会完全的崩溃。
If you have a family member like that,
如果你有家庭成员是这个样子的话
I feel for you.
我真的是非常为你感到可惜。
If you don't know, you may think this is just like a movie.
如果你不知道的话，我们刚才讲的这一切对你来说，好像就像一个故事，一个电影一样。
To me, the people who suffer mental illness, thinking they were demon possessed.
我想有些他精神方面有问题的话，他们可能会认为自己是被鬼附了。
Their degree of suffering is just as same as those who are being demon possessed.
啊，那我想那些真的是有精神疾病的人和那些被鬼附的人，他们的精神上所受到的折磨真是非常的类似。
The society doesn't know. We don't know how to deal with the people like that.
啊，我想我们社会，我们有时候也不知道怎么样去对待这样的人，我们自己也不知道这样如何去对待他们。
So we lock them up into mental institution.
啊，那所以很多的时候，我们不会就是把他关入了疯人的医院。
And perhaps those institutions will try to inject some so-called medicine to them.
啊，那这些精神的病院的话呢，很多时候只是给他们打一些控制他们的一些药物。
The medicine actually working as a suppressor to suppress their brain nerve receptors.
啊，那我想这些药物对他们所做的，只是好像抑制他们头脑的一些思想活动。
So everything in them will slow down.
所以他们整个的人，他们整个的头脑都会缓慢地停下来。
They couldn't really interface with the world.
他们没有办法和这个周围的社会来打任何的交道。
They were so lonely.
他们感到如此的孤单。
And yet they feel they have a lot of voices just around them.
但是同时他们也会觉得他们的周围好像有很多的声音在对他们说话。
They've been separated.
他们被隔离出来。
They've been separated from their family.
他们从他们的家庭成员当中被隔离出来。
Their families are suffering as well.
他们的家庭的成员也非常的痛苦。
As we see this man who was demon possessed.
当我们看到这位被鬼附的人的时候。
He screamed on top of his lungs day and night.
他每天昼夜都在那里行走喊叫。
And he has no home to return to except the graveyard.
但是他却没有自己的家，他所有能在的地方只在坟茔当中。
And people want to bind him up so can separate him from the society.
啊，那其实当时的人想把他给捆绑起来。
And yet he was so strong he can break the chain.
但是他是如此的强壮。他也如此的有力，他可以把所有这些铁链都给挣脱。
From this description in the passage, it really sounds scary.
我们读这段经文的时候，我们看到真是一个非常可怕的一个画面。
To understand this, I actually brought a chain.
为了能够让大家能够明白的话，我还真是带了一条这个铁链。
This chain can hold 6,000 pounds of weight.
啊，这样的一个铁链的话，可以能够支撑。六千磅的重量。
And this demon-possessed man can break it from his hands and feet.
啊，那这个被鬼附的，他却可以把这么重这样的粗的链子都可以给他挣断。
We boys or men, we like to be strong.
而男孩子的话，我们可能都很希望自己能够有这么样的强壮。
He achieved the ability of being very strong.
啊，那这个被鬼附的就有这样的能力。
He can break.Away all the bondage outside.
他可以把所有的外面加给他的这些捆锁给挣脱。
But however, he couldn't conquer the bondage in him.
但是他却没有办法能够挣脱他内心的捆锁。
The bondage in him is much stronger than the chain.
他内心的捆锁比他外在的捆锁要更加的强壮。
Who can save him?
谁能够来拯救他呢？
Actually, we are the same.
其实我们也是在处在同样的光景当中，很多时候。
There are many things we want to cover ourselves.
有很多时候我们想要来帮助自己，拯救自己。
There are things in us is gradually corrode our character, our morality, and controlling our mind.
很多时候我们的心中有很多的东西，它来不断的来侵蚀我们自己。来侵蚀我们的品格，也来影响我们的人际关系。
I know some people, they know having extramarital affair is wrong.
啊，我也知道有人，他们知道婚外的情是不好的。
But they couldn't stop.
但是他却没有办法能够停止。
No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't stop.
不论他是尽多大的努力，他都没有办法停止。
There is a chain in his heart.
在他心中有这样的一段，有这样的一根铁链。
Well, perhaps we have some desire.
也许在我们的头脑中有这样的一个欲望。
That's filthy.
是一个不净肮脏的欲望。
It's a prideful.
是一个不好的欲望。
But it's controlling us.
但是它却控制了我们的心。
Or there's some desire to gain authority.
也许是我们有这样的一个欲望，我们想要得到更多的权势。
And we were governed by those thoughts, and we couldn't break the bondage.
我们的内心都被这所有的这一切所捆绑，我们没有办法挣脱这些捆绑。
What an irony! Sometimes some people really gain the authority outwardly.
很多时候我们有时候得到我们的权柄都是从外而来的。
However, he received no respect.
但是他居然有了这样的权柄，他却没有得到人的尊重。
Perhaps the person have a great strength outside.
也许这样的人他在外面看来有很强壮的体力。
Yet inside of people's heart is so fragile.
但是他的内心却是如此的脆弱。
Perhaps some people have a lot of followers on Twitter or Facebook.
也许这个人他在 Twitter 或 Facebook 上有很多的跟随者。
Yet the person is so lonely.
但是他却同时还是觉得如此的孤单。
Whom to blame?
我们该来抱怨谁呢？向谁来抱怨呢？
When people suffering this bondage,
当我们被这些捆锁所捆绑的时候，
sometimes they want to hurt themselves.
有些时候他们可能想要来自己来伤害自己。
It would describe this man sometimes in the graveyard using stone to cut himself.
在我们当读的这个故事当中，我们看到这个人他有时候会用石头来伤害自己。
Why people try to hurt themselves?
为什么有些时候人会要来伤害自己呢？
Because they want to numb their physical being.
因为他们想要让自己变得更加的麻木。
Or sometimes they want to feel the pain to realize they still exist on this earth.
或者是他要想能够感受到痛，才能够知道他是存在这个世界上。
This is one, those are the thing we just described for the current time. They are our sin.
我们刚才谈到的这些，也就是我们的，好像是我们身上的所有的罪一样。
But perhaps they are real demon possessed cases.
我想也有真实的被鬼所附的这样的情形。
It due to your family practices.
也许跟你家庭的一些习惯有一些行为有关系。
We Chinese, many of us have done idol worship before.
我想对我们中国来说，我们几乎所有的人，我们都曾经有拜过偶像。
Well, perhaps you go for a psychic.
也许你去
fortune telling.
你去找人去算命。
Well, perhaps you practice Eastern meditation like 气功。
也许你也用了一些东方的一些神秘的文化，像练气功这样的事情。
Well, any exercise that related to Eastern religion.
或者是任何的一些活动跟东方的一些神秘宗教有关的。
To a point you actually pose your position like an antenna to the spiritual world.
到了一个地步，好像你自己像一个天线一样，像属灵界的东西打开了你的天线。
So you invite all different spirits to come to your body.
所以你邀请所有的这些属灵界的一些东西进入你的身体。
If they came,
如果他们真的来了的话，
whom can we blame?
我们要能够来埋怨谁呢？
We have done it to ourselves.
要埋怨的是我们自己，因为我们自己是自作自受的。
We face a crisis that no one could deal with it.
我们遇到了这样的一个麻烦，没有别人可以能够来帮助。
Today we see this man, he's truly hopeless that no one can help him.
我们看到今天这个被鬼附的人，他是完全无助的，没有人能够帮助他。
No matter how much his family member loved him, they couldn't do anything with him and gave him up.
不论他家人对他有多么的爱，但是都没有办法能帮助他。
He has been separated and segregated to live in the graveyard.
他已经被放弃，已经被他从家庭、社会当中分离出来，住在坟茔当中。
What's the solution?
我们的答案在什么地方？解决的方案在什么地方？
There's no solution for this person.
好像对他来说完全没有希望。
Yet at this moment.
但是就是在这个时刻。
Far away from the other side of the Sea of Galilee came with someone in a boat.
就在远在加利利海的那一头，有人从坐着船过来。
One person on the boat was Jesus.
其中在船上有一位就是我们的主耶稣。
Jesus was actually very busy in the region of Galilee at the time.
我们可以知道在当时主耶稣他在加利利的地方是非常的忙。
Actually, at the time, he was very popular. People have a great demand of him.
而且他在那个时候真是非常的受欢迎，很受大家的需要。
He gave great teaching to the people, great wisdom to the people.
他给大家有很多很好的一些教导，有很多很有智慧的话语。
And people were lining up and waiting for him to do his miracle healing.
大家都排着队，要等着他来为接受他的治疗。
Yet on that day, he set everything aside.
但是同时就是在同时就在那一天，他却撇下了一切。
He said to his disciple, "We are going to cross the Sea of Galilee. Let's go to the other side."
他对他的门徒说：“我们今天要穿过加利利海。”
And according to the scripture, he did it at the evening.
根据我们经文，我们可以知道。他们渡过加利利海的时候是在晚上的时候。
Have you ever traveled at night?
你有在夜晚旅行过吗？
May I ask you why you travel at night?
能不能问你一下为什么你会在夜晚的时候会连夜赶路呢？
Why you travel at night?
为什么？
Oh, because something urgent, right? You want to get there fast.
因为有赶时间，要有很重要的事情。
What else? Why sometimes you travel?
还有别的原因吗？
Have you ever been to Disney World?
你有去过迪士尼公园吗？
A lot of us, when we go to Disney World, we travel at night.
如果你是去迪士尼的公园的话，你可能是晚上去。
Because we want to preserve our best energy to have fun during daytime.
因为可能我们想，我们说晚上去的话，我们第二天白天就有更好的精力。
Or perhaps if you have an interview.
如果你要有面试的话，工作面试。
You travel at night because you want to have the best condition of yourself and make yourself presentable to the manager you are about to interview.
如果你是因为你可能说是晚上去，因为你想第二天白天的时候，你可以把你最好的一面呈现给要来面试你的经理。
Jesus said to his disciple, "Let's go right now. Even though it's at night, we have to go."
耶稣对他的门徒说：“那我们一起赶路去吧，尽管是晚上。”
Jesus set apart everything, even though a lot of people were waiting for him.
尽管有很多的人在等待着主耶稣，但是他还是撇下了一切。
During the traveling, they encounter a greatest storm they have ever encountered in the gospel.
他们在那个赶路的当中，在加利利海上，他们遇到了大的风暴，是从来没有记载过的风暴。
To a point, those professional fishermen, they yell to each other, say, "We are going to die." This is the only incident those fishermen ever cried out, "We are going to die."
风暴
in a familiar condition.They deal with every single day.
风暴大到连这些职业的渔夫，他们都吓到，觉得自己要丧命了。这是经文当中记载的唯一一次，这些渔夫他们在自己熟悉的环境、每天要处理的环境当中，会吓到如此的地步。
Yet Jesus say we have to go.
但是耶稣对他们说，我们必须要去。
Why they have to go?
他们为什么要去呢
？No matter how much difficulty.
为什么不论有多少的困难，他们都要去呢？
How much trouble, how tiresome Jesus was?
不论困难有多大，不论主耶稣他们有多么的疲劳。
Why they have to go?
为什么他们必须要去？
Because Jesus was searching for him.
因为主耶稣在寻找他。
In my Christian life,
在我信主的这段年日当中，
I realized one thing.
我意识到一点。
None of us has ever looked for Jesus.
我们其实不是我们自己去找主耶稣。
It is always Jesus look for us.
总是主耶稣来主动来寻找我们。
The reason why Jesus crossed the sea is to look for this man who has been bound.
我们看到主耶稣他要渡过加利利海去，他就是要去寻找这位被鬼附的。
It's the only purpose.
这是他渡过加利利海的唯一的一个目的。
Jesus leave the 99 sheep on the hills and go look for the one that was wandered off.
我们看到主耶稣他放下了99只羊去专为寻找那只失散的一只羊。
Same to us.
同样的对我们来说。
Jesus is always looking for the lost.
我们看到主耶稣总是寻找那失散的。
He sought for us first.
他总是先为我们来考虑。
The coming of Jesus made the demon frightened.
我们看到主耶稣的到来让这个魔鬼惧怕。
It seems like demons has already sensed that Jesus was coming.
我们看到魔鬼好像已经知道预知主耶稣要来找。
From human sense, or from human point of view, this is a very strange, description.
我想对我们常人来看，这是好像非常奇怪的一个解释。
Because this man bowed down before Jesus, says, "Son of God, why are you here?"
我们看到这被鬼附的，他来到主耶稣的面前来跪拜，说：“神的儿子，你为什么来到我们当中？”
Because the concept of Son of God.It's supposed to be foreign to the Gentiles.
因为我们知道，其实对这些外邦人来说，神子这样的一个概念，对他们来说应该是陌生的。
Gentiles have no idea what is Jehovah. Gentiles have no idea what is Messiah.
因为对外邦人来说，他们完全不知道何为耶和华，何为弥赛亚。
And yet, demons know.
但我们看到，这魔鬼却是知道的。
Demons, they all recognize who Jesus is.
这些魔鬼他们都认识到主耶稣是谁。
Even our human world, we are blind, but demons, they know exactly who Jesus was.
尽管这些外邦人他们属人属世的，他们不知道耶稣是谁，不知道耶稣是谁，但是这些魔鬼他们却知道耶稣是神的儿子。
Because Jesus is the Lord, is the King of heaven and earth, material world and spiritual world.
他们知道主耶稣是主也是王，是属世的，也是属灵界的。
When demon back Jesus say, "Can you leave me alone?"
当我们看到这些魔鬼对主耶稣说，你能不能离开我们
？Do you know how did Jesus reply?
我们知不知道主耶稣是怎么样回答的
？It is very funny how Jesus reply.
其实是主耶稣的回答是非常有意思的一个回答。
Jesus say, "What is your name?"
主耶稣的回答是你叫什么？
What does it mean? Why Jesus say, "What is your name?"
这意味着什么？为什么主耶稣要问他你的名字叫什么呢
？Do you know throughout the entire gospel, Jesus has never asked people's name, never asked anyone's name.
你知道吗？在圣经当中，主耶稣从来没有问过人的名字。
And why right here in this incident, Jesus say, "What is your name?"
那为什么在这个事件当中，主耶稣要问他你的名字是什么？
Recently, I received a lot of telemarketing telephones.
最近呢，我也收到了很多一些要来销售的一些电话。
I pick up the phone, say, "Are you George Chow?"
那些我接到电话的时候，人家问我说，你是不是周玉居
？And then I say, "Yes, I am."
我说是的，我就是。
And later on, say, "Do you want to buy this?" and so on.
然后他们接下来就会说，你要不要买这些东西呢
？As foolish I was, I always say yes.
有时候我很愚昧的，很傻的，我就说好吧。
Then he said, "I'm going to record the following message."
然后他们就会说，那我接下来我要来录一段我们接下来的对话。
We are going to record the conversation. I'm going to ask you once more, "What is your name?"
我来录一段对话，我要再次来问你，你的名字是什么
？Because when it goes through legal transaction,
当我们要有一些法律上的一些这样的
the name must be presented.
当我们有法律上的交易的时候，我的名字必须要能够提出来。
When police come to someone's house to evict someone who lived there illegally,
当我们知道，当警察他们到一个建筑物当中去，要去驱赶那些非法住在当中的人的时候
，the police will ring the bell.
警察他会首先会按门铃。
Then the very first question he asks the person is, "What is your name?"
那他要问的第一个问题，来有人来出来开门以后，他问的第一个问题就是你的名字是什么
？When the person Answer, I'm so and so.
当开门人说我的名字是詹山理事的时候
，and the police say, "You are not the owner of the house. You have to go."
警察可能就会说你不是这个建筑物的主人，不是房屋的主人，你要离开。
When demon answered Jesus, say, "My name is Legion, for we are many."
当这魔鬼回答主耶稣说我的名字叫群，因为我们有很多的时候。
The name Legion is actually a name of a unit of Roman army.
我们知道 群这样的一个词其实是用来形容罗马军队的一个单位。
At the time, a legion of army represent 4,000 to 6,000 infantry.
啊，在当时啊，罗马的步兵当中，一个群的话，大概是有4,000 to 6,000人。
It's very possible there are about 4,000 demons in that person.
啊，也很可能在当时那个人被鬼附的身上，大概有4,000 to 6,000个鬼。
Jesus doesn't care.
耶稣他完全的不在意。
I don't care how many. You have to go.
我不在乎你有多少，你必须要离开。
When the police ring the bell, if people live there illegally,
当我们看到主耶稣，当我们看到警察去清除非法住在房屋里的人的时候
，the person opened the door, say, "Sorry, I cannot leave because we have 100 people living in the house."
啊，也许开门人说啊，我们不能离开，因为我们在里面有很多很多的人在住在里面。
Does the police care?
你认为这警察会在乎吗
？You are illegal. You have to move.
警察会说你是非法居住的，你必须要离开。
Dear brothers, sisters, please remember this.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们必须要记住这一点。
We must know who demons are and who we are and who God is.
我们必须知道鬼魔鬼是谁，我们是谁，天上天父是谁。
If you ever encounter demons in someone or in yourself,
如果你在别人的生活当中或在你自己的生活当中你有遇到魔鬼的话
you ask a demon what's your name.
如果你问魔鬼你的名字是什么的时候
using this, Jesus in this case is remind them, do you know who you are?
就像我们刚才读的这个故事当中一样主耶稣来提醒这魔鬼说你知道你是谁吗
You have no ownership,And you are not the rightful owner of this person because I'm here now.
啊，你没有正当的权利能够住在这个人的身上。
If we know we belong to him, he is our rightful owner.
如果我们知道我们是属于我们的天父，我们天父拥
有我们。All the evil spirits, all the demons, they are illegal residents, and if I call on the name of the Lord, they have to leave.
所以所有这些鬼，他们都是非法居住的。只要我们奉我们主我们天父的名的时候他们就必须要离开
We have to know whatever that's inside of us The one that inside of us is greater than in the world
我们要知道在我们里面的已经胜过了这世界
And the sight of seeing how demons flee is quite frightening thing
当我们看到这些鬼他们离开这个被鬼附的身的时候是一个非常可怕的一个情形
Because it transforms something invisible into something visible.
啊，因为他们这样的一个出来以后，他把我们用肉眼看不到的转变成为我们可以用肉眼看到的。
You know, when demon possess a man, you may just see one person acting outrageous.
啊，当我们看到有个人被鬼附的时候，也许你所看到的只是一个人，他好像非常夸张的、非常发疯那样的行为。
Then when the demons came out of this case.It jumped on 2,000 pigs.
但是我们看到在这个故事当中当鬼从被附的身上出来以后他们附在了2,000头猪的身上。
It is hard for us Chinese to appreciate what's happening here.
啊也许对我们中国人来说我们没有办法很好的理解当时发生的情形。
Because we love pigs.
因为我们真是很喜欢猪。
Because, you know, the 京都排骨。
因为你。
Double cooked pork.
因为你看到猪的时候你可能想到京东排骨你可能想到了回锅肉。
叉烧。
或者是叉烧肉。
Oh, they are all very delicious. They are delicacy.
啊，这是非常好、非常美味的食物。
But to the Jewish disciples, they actually appreciate of what's happening.
啊，但是对当时他们犹太人或者这些耶稣的门徒来说，他们能够明白发生了什么样的事情。
Those are the filthy animals.
因为对他们来说，猪是最肮脏的动物。
The invisible filthy thing right now transformed into the reality that's visible to them.
他们本来看到的是他们把一些没有办法能看见的一些肮脏的东西现在看成了一些可以看见的肮脏的东西
Let me translate into something that our Chinese we Chinese can appreciate
让我把它转换成一些我们中国人我们能够明白的一个例子
Can you imagine Jesus comes saying get out and all of a sudden there are 2,000 flies come out of my mouth
我们能不能想象一下如果当主耶稣来的时候对鬼说你出来这些鬼就附在了2,000只苍蝇的身上飞了出来
With 2,000 rats just coming out of my mouth
或者是2000只的老鼠从嘴中吐出来。
2000 toads jumping out.
或者是2000只的蟾蜍跳了出来。
That's how filthy those spirits are actually like.
这就是那污鬼他所代表的肮脏。
Actually, our sins are just like this, filthy, isn't it?
其实我们的罪，我们内心的罪也是同样的肮脏。
When I went to New Orleans, tried to fix up their houses due to the flood.
当我们到新奥尔良的时候，去要帮他们把房子给修好的时候
，Some of the houses look fine from the outside.
有些房子他们从外面看上去好像其实没有什么太大的问题。
But when I get in, it's so filthy that in between the wall, when we tear down the wall, there's all sorts of living creatures just creeping out.
但是他们我们进去了以后就发现是如此的肮脏。当我们把他的墙破的墙给拉开以后，里面有很多的一些动物生活在里面。
When Jesus comes, He is going to reveal all of our fears in us.
当主耶稣他来的时候，他会要来让我们看到我们内心当中的污秽。
This is the reason we don't like Jesus.
这也是为什么很多时候我们其实并不欢迎主耶稣。
Because Jesus comes and revealed our true condition inside.
因为他的到来会让我们看到我们自己内心真实的情况。
We use something called philosophy or in the name of privacy saying, please don't bother me. With a lot of things I don't want to share with anyone.
很多时候我们可能用我们个人的隐私的方式来解释说你不要来管我的事情。
And we hide our jealousy, our pride.
我们可能把我们内心的嫉妒或者我们内心的骄傲的给掩藏起来。
And filthy thoughts.
或者我们一些头脑里面一些肮脏的思想。
I'm not saying that we shouldn't have privacy.
我也并不是说好像我们大家都不能有自己的一些隐私。
But a lot of time we use the name of privacy, try to package us up, try to beautify our true self.
但是很多时候我们却运用个人隐私这样的词把我们自己给包装起来，让我们自己看上去比实际的要好。
However, when Jesus comes, everything got to go.
但是我们知道当主耶稣再来的时候一切都会要显露。
Everything filthy, it got to go.
所有的这些肮脏的东西都会比较清楚。
Because Jesus has the authority and the power.
因为我们知道主耶稣他有权柄，他有能力。
And the demons, they got to flee.
这些污鬼他必须得离开。
Jesus is mighty and powerful.
主耶稣他是有权柄有能力，他是大能的神。
I went to a mission trip and I was working with one of our mission leader, a pastor.
那我有去宣教的时候，我有跟一个宣教的一个主要的一个领导就有同工。
He shared incident with us regarding to his ministry in Thailand.
他给我分享了一个他在泰国的宣教的一个事迹。
As you know, Thailand is almost like 95% Buddhism.
我们如果你知道的话，在泰国其实大概99%的人大概都是信佛教。
This country was facing a great problem.
这个国家遇到很大的麻烦。
They don't know what to do with drug addicts.
他们不知道如何去对待那些贩毒瘾的人。
Because the country is so close to Golden Triangle.
因为他们的国家离贩毒的这个金三角非常的近。
So opium is quite, it can be easily accessed.
所以在那个地方像鸦片这样的毒品的话是很容易得到。
So many people were addicted to drugs.
所以很多在当时在当地的人很多人都有毒瘾吸毒的习惯。
And their rehab center has no effect on them.
他们戒毒的戒毒所对他们要戒毒的这个没有很好的疗效。
The success rate is about 10%.
他们的成功率大概也不超过10%左右。
Yet, when Christians start to establish the Christian rehab center.
但是我们看到在当时他们开始基督教机构在里建立了基督教的戒毒中心。
The successful rate was so high, I forgot. It's about higher than 60%, if Jonathan remember.
在他们那个基督教的戒毒中心，他的戒毒的成功率要高许多，大概在60%左右，或者更多。
To a point, the government need to rely on the Christian organization, say, we don't know what to do with those addicts. you handle it.
所以到一个地步，就看到政府是以佛教为主的，但是他们却要依靠基督教的戒毒中心来帮他们来处理这些事情。
Why they have the power?
他们为什么基督教的戒毒中心为什么会有这样的能力呢
？They have Jesus.
因为他们有主耶稣。
When Jesus cast out the demons from this man, this person has been transformed.
当主耶稣把鬼从这个被鬼附的身上赶出去的时候，这个人他得到了改变。
He used to be naked.
他本来是赤身肉体的。
Now he was dressed.
现在他穿衣服。
He used to be running around going mad.
他本来是疯狂乱跑的。
Now he is sitting down.
现在他可以很安静地坐下来。
He used to scream.
他本来是大声的喊叫。
Now he is still.
现在他可以很安静。
And he also came to his senses.
他也从疯狂变为了理智。
What a relief.
多大的一个释放。
What a deliverance.
多大的一个改变。拯救。
This is supposed to be great, isn't it?
这是不是多么美好的一件事情。
Funny thing is.
但是好笑的是。
When people saw this,
当周围的人看到这一切的时候
They say, Jesus, please leave.
他们却恳求主耶稣离开他们
Why?
为什么呢
Isn't this great news? For the town, for the people?
这不是对他们的社区对他们的人是一个很好的一个消息吗
They say, Jesus, please leave.
但是他们却要求主耶稣离开
Because the coming of Jesus created a change in their familiar environment.
因为主耶稣的到来改变了他们一个习惯的他们熟悉的一个生活。
People don't like to have change.
我们知道人都不喜欢有改变。
The coming of Jesus forced them to recognize that there is a higher authority than the religion they used to believe.
因为主耶稣的到来让他们知道有一个更高的权柄让他们见识到一个他们曾经不熟悉的这样的一个宗教一个信仰
They have to face the reality the truth of the universe
他们必须要来面对事实来面对关于宇宙万物的事实
People don't like that
但是我们知道人他们都不喜欢这样
They say please go
他们说主耶稣请你离开
The other reason why they say Jesus go
他们说另外一个原因他们 要耶稣离开的原因是
Because they care about pigs
因为他们更关注的专注的是他们的猪
Yes, pigs
是的猪
If you translate pigs the price of pigs into today's market
如果你来换算一下当时的那么多猪它在现在的市场上 要卖多少钱的话
Today in America if you want to buy 2,000 pigs
在现在美国如果你要买2000头猪的话
You have to spend $500,000
你大概要花50万块钱那样子
If according to the living standard up to compare this and we push to 2,000 years ago
那如果以当时的生活水平来换算的话
It's more than perhaps $1 million or even $2 million.
那也许是一百到两百万的钱那么多。
The miracle Jesus performed caused their financial loss.
我们看到主耶稣他所行的神迹造成他们金钱上的损失。
But is it can it compare to a human soul?
但是金钱的损失能跟得救的灵魂来相比吗
？Jesus remind us.That what good will it be for someone to gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul?
主耶稣曾经提醒我们，人若赚得了全世界，却赔上了自己的生命，又有什么益处呢？
Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
有谁能够付上金钱来换得自己的灵魂吗？
They don't like Jesus, thinking the miracle he just performed is a bad news to them.
他们不喜欢主耶稣，他们认为主耶稣所做的奇迹对他们来说是一个坏的消息。
Because what they focus is the temporary loss to them.
因为对他们来说，他们所关注的是他们暂时的损失。
They do not care about that saved soul.
他们并不关心那个被拯救的灵魂。
Today,
今天。
How many of us?
我们有多少人?
We say we don't want to believe in Jesus.
我们说也许我们不相信主耶稣。
You mean if I believe in Jesus, I need to set a day apart and worship?
难道你意思说如果我信主耶稣的话我每天或每个星期会必须要有花这样的时间来敬拜赞美他吗？
How about my work?
那我的工作怎么办？
Wait a minute, you're talking about Christians, we need to offer, we need to tithe?
等一等等一等，难道你说我们主我成为基督徒的话我们要进行十亿的奉献吗？
Wait a minute, are you saying that we Christians, we need to be honest in every deal we make?
等一下，你难道说如果作为基督徒的话我们不能做什么样的事情我们都要诚实吗？
Wait a minute, I cannot accept that.
等一等等一等，我没有办法能够接受这一切。
Recently, I have been doing a lot of housework. I invite a lot of contractors to my house to do housework.
最近呢我有请很多的一些
工人
到我们家来修我们家的房子。
I was tempted time and time again.
我是很多时候我有这样的被这样的诱惑。
After each job, the same words will come up. If you pay me cash, you don't need to pay tax.
很多时候我想说，听到说，如果你用支付现金的话，你就不用付税了。
Are you talking about Christians? We need to be honest.
你不是告诉我说我们基督徒要诚实吗？
No, sorry, I cannot. Jesus, please go.
我没有办法做到这一点。主耶稣，你离开我。
You know why? Because we focus on the pigs.
你知道为什么吗？因为我们所关注的就是猪。
Today, demons, they don't need to labor much to us.
其实今天的这些巫鬼，他们不需要费很大的力气来对我们。
The busyness of this world already controlling our soul and keep us away from God.
我们知道我们在生活上的忙碌已经掌管了好像我们的灵魂，让我们远离了我们的神。
All we see are pigs.
我们所看到的，眼中所见的，只是猪。
Yet we see this person is different.
但是我们看到这个鬼从这个身上赶出来以后，他就完全的转变了。
When Jesus was about to leave, he pleaded to Jesus.
当主耶稣要离开的时候，他就央求主耶稣。
I want to go with you wherever you are.
他说，让我跟你一起去吧，不论你到天涯海角，我要跟随你。
Why he is different?
他为什么会有这样的转变？
Because he truly experienced the mighty power of Jesus on him, truly experienced his mercifulness.
因为他亲身的经历了主耶稣的大能，亲身的经历了主耶稣的恩典慈爱。
He understood today he was saved is not because he asked for it, but Jesus came.
他知道他之所以得到拯救不是因为他的寻找，而是主耶稣来亲自来寻找了他。
Do we understand?
我们是不是也明白？
His past life was like a nightmare.
他过去的日子对他来说就像噩梦一样。
Right now he has a second chance, he has been reborn.
现在他有了第二次的机会，他有重生。
Of course, he said, "Only Jesus. I only want Jesus. Without Jesus, my life was a nightmare."
所以我们可以理解他所要的就是主耶稣，主耶稣，因为他知道如果没有主耶稣的时候，他的以前的生命对他来说就像一场噩梦一样。
You know, I'm very ashamed.
很多时候我感到非常的羞愧。
You know, when I serve, when I do ministry, I do grumble, I do complain.
因为有时候当我侍奉的时候，当我在宣教的时候，我心中可能会有很多的抱怨也会。
And sometimes I say, why I need to do more? How about that person? How about that person? Why when I do more, I've been criticized?
为什么我很多时候会想说，为什么还要做更多的？不是这个人做更多，不是另外一个人做更多。为什么当我做这么多的时候，我还被人批评？
I was searching for the secret of service.
我很想知道侍奉的一个秘诀。
And I watched those people who serve without complaining for years.
那我就看那些他们侍奉多年侍奉却从不抱怨的人。
I realized there's one secret in them.
但是我发现在他们身上就是一个秘密。
I realized they all recognize today they are where they are is because They are living in a borrowed time.
因为他们都这样的秘密，就是因为他们都知道，他们今天能够这样生活，完全是因为主耶稣给他们带来的日子。
the filthiness that we possess.
我们所内心当中所有的一切的污秽。
How sinful we are.
我们是多么的有罪。
We don't deserve to live.
我们其实我们并不值得配得我们的生命。
And now Jesus came and gave us a new life.
但我们看到主耶稣他来，他给了我们一个新的生命。
We have been transformed.
我们完全的被转变。
In the past, we live in a life without hope.
我们过去的生活是没有盼望的生活。
It was a nightmare.
是一个像噩梦一样的生活。
Now we are living, we live on a borrowed time.
现在我们生活是主耶稣带给我们的日子。
I realize those faithful servants, they can serve such way they realize this secret.
我知道那些尽心尽意来侍奉神的那些仆人，他们能够侍奉，没有怨言的侍奉，就是因为他们知道这样的一个秘密。
And therefore they serve joy with joyful heart, no retreat, no regret.
所以他们用一颗喜悦的、喜乐的心来侍奉，他们不退缩，他们也不会后悔。
And this man has literally been transformed from cemetery to seminary.
我看到这个人，他完全就好像是从地狱当中能够送到了圣经学校一样。
Because he has a true life experience of God. Jesus was his personal savior.
因为他亲身的经历了主耶稣，主耶稣是他个人的救主。
And the funny thing happened.
另外一个很好笑的事情发生。
Jesus reject his pleading.
我们看到主耶稣拒绝了他的请求。
And Jesus told him, stay here.
主耶稣要他就留在这个地方。
Tell others of what God has done to you.
要他留下来去做见证，告诉神如何在他身上所做的工。
Jesus gave him a mission.
我们看到主耶稣给了他一个大的使命。
Gave him the meaning of life.
给了他生活以后的生活的目的。
Not only this person was dead and now alive.
不单这个人他从前是死的，现在活了。
He has a higher purpose for his life.
他的生命当中也赋予了一个更重要的、一个更大的一个目的。
He has been assigned to be the channel of gospel.
他会成为福音的一个管道。
Dear brothers and sisters, we don't need to go to years of Sunday school to preach gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们不需要经过很多很多年的主日学来传递福音。
Jesus said, just tell others what God has done to your life. You can repeat the same story 10 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. Just say the story about yourself.
你所要做的就是告诉大家，告诉周遭的人，主耶稣他在你生活当中、生命当中所做的一切。你可以十遍、百遍、千遍来重复同样的故事。
Some people have been to mission trip with me. They probably heard my testimony, I don't know how many times, at least 20 times the same.
很多时候，我想有很多弟兄姐妹跟我参加了很多次的短宣，他们也听过我在短宣中所做的见证，有很多很多的次。
It doesn't matter. Jesus said, tell others how he is our personal savior.
尽管我的见证可能是重复的，但是没有关系。主耶稣要我们的就是把神在我们身上所做的工，对我们的拯救，能够告诉我们周遭的人。
To the local people there.
告诉当地的人。
Even they reject Jesus, ask Jesus to go.
尽管那些人他们拒绝了主耶稣，要主耶稣离开他们。
But Jesus did not really leave.
但是我们看到主耶稣他却没有真正的离开。
He asked that person, you go tell.
他让那个被鬼附的人。
They are the people I still love.
他告诉他说，你去把见证传递给他们，那些人是我所爱的。
Jesus said to him, go tell your people.
他对他说，去告诉你的百姓。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
we have family members in China, in Taiwan, in Hong Kong.
我们有家人在台湾，在大陆，在香港。
Jesus said, tell them.
耶稣告诉我们说，把福音传给他们。
Maybe right now they reject me, but they don't reject you. They may listen to you. You go tell them.
也许他们会拒绝我，但是他们不会拒绝你，所以你们要去把福音传给他们。
And Jesus searching every single lost sheep.
我们看到主耶稣他仍然在寻找每一只失散的羊。
And Jesus sought you and saved you.
主耶稣遇到了你。
If you haven't accepted Jesus today,
如果你现在还没有接受主耶稣的话，
and perhaps even think perhaps you are demon possessed,
或者你甚至于认为自己有被鬼附的话，
Jesus is going to talk to you face to face.
主耶稣要面对面的来跟你对话。
He said, that's why I'm here.
主耶稣说这就是为什么我来到这里。
I have been searching for you for a long time.
我寻找你寻找了很久的时间。
If you are not demon possessed,
如果你并没有被鬼附。
Jesus also said, I have been searching for you for a long time.
主耶稣同样的告诉你，我已经寻找你寻找了很久。
I have crossed the Sea of Galilee, put everything aside just for you.
我放下了一切，我渡过了加利海来寻找你。
I'm going to let you have the true freedom in life.
我要让你得到你生命当中真正的自由。
Perhaps you may have bondage inside of your heart.
也许在你的心中你有同样的这样一条锁链。
You don't know what's your future.
你不了解你的将来会什么样。
Jesus said, I'm going to release you.
主耶稣说，我要释放你。
I'm going to give you a higher purpose, the true purpose in life.
我要给你的生命赋予更高的意义。
And we Christians,
我们基督徒，
let us not focus on the pigs.
让我们不要关注猪。
We are living on a borrowed time.
我们的生活，我们的生命，其实从主耶稣那里借过来的。
What are the pigs in your life?
我们生命当中的猪是什么呢？
And you say to Jesus, please don't bother me.
我们会对主耶稣说，主耶稣，你离开我吗？
When they say to Jesus, Jesus, please don't bother me, do you know what happened? Jesus left.
当他们说，主耶稣，你离开我们的时候，主耶稣离开。
You know, each time when I attempted, when I don't listen to Jesus, Jesus left.
你知道吗？有很多时候，当我没有听主耶稣的话的时候，感到主耶稣好像离开了我。
Then I look at this man.
人我那个时候我就会看这个被鬼附的人。
He said to Jesus, Jesus, don't go.
他对主耶稣说：“主耶稣，求你不要离开我。”
Because of you, I have new life.
因为你的缘故，我有了新的生命。
I will never let you go.
我不会让你走。
Jesus is looking for you.
主耶稣
and me.
寻找你我。
When we see what happened, what Jesus has done.
当我们看到主耶稣他所做的那一切。
Some people will preach this is a bad news.
有些人他可能会把这个事当作祸来传。
Because Jesus brought the change to people's life and we are out of control. Please go.
主耶稣因为他认为主耶稣好像把锁链带给我们，我们要离开，要主耶稣离开我们。
But some people will treat it as good news.
但是有人却把这传的是好的福音。
I hope that is all of us.
我希望我们就是那位传福的人。
Would you preach the good news?
你是不是要传递那美好的福音呢？
Let us bow our head and pray.
让我们低头来祷告。
Jesus, once I was lost.
主耶稣，我们曾经是失散的。
I may not be possessed by demons.
也许我并没有好像被鬼附一样。
But I was possessed by many filthy things and the desires of the world.
但是我却被很多污秽的东西、属世的东西所附。
You have saved me.
你拯救了我。
And Lord, I know you are seeking all of us who are here today.
主，我们知道你在寻找我们每一位我们今天在座的。
Perhaps today there are some people, they say, Jesus, I know you have spoken to me and I want to accept you.
也许我们在座的我们有人会说，主耶稣，我知道你曾经对我们说话，对我说话，我想接受你。
And Lord, may you be their shepherd.
主，我要你成为我的牧羊人。
So they will never let you go.
我要永远不离开你。
And Lord, I also pray for the Christians here.
主，我们也为我们在座的我们所有的基督徒来祷告。
May we turn away from pigs.
让我们把我们的眼睛转离世上的猪。
And let us welcome you to have your desire on us.
让我们能够把眼睛转向你，能够把你进驻到我们的心当中。
I'm going to do a calling, Jesus.
这个时候我会来做一个呼召。
And Lord, may you do the inspiration work yourself.
主，求你做那启示感动的工作。
To those of us who want to right now want to receive Jesus, knowing Jesus was searching for you, you say now, today, this is a time.I want to be your child.
如果有在座的有哪位知道主耶稣一直在寻找你，你愿意接受主耶稣成为他的儿女的话。
An evil spirit have no right to live in me.
邪灵没有权柄能够住在你们心中。
May you raise your hand, I'm going to pray for you.
如果你想接受主耶稣，请你举起你的手来，我们会为你祷告。
For us Christians,
对我们基督徒,
we say there are so many pigs in our life.
在我们的生命当中, 我们有这么多吸引我们的猪。
And Lord, transform our eyesight to you alone once more.
主, 求你转变我们的眼, 能够定睛在你的身上。
May you raise your hand, I'm going to pray for you.
愿你也举起你的手来, 我们来为你祷告。
All right, you may put down your hand, I'm going to pray for you. Dear Lord,
亲爱的主,
come,
请你来,
and transform us,
来转变我们,
renew us,
更新我们。
We thank you that we are living in a new life with a new purpose.
我们感谢你, 我们有一个新的生命, 我们有一个新的生命, 赋予了一个新的目的。
Create the environment and circumstances on those people who just raised their hands.
愿你能够创造一个环境在那些刚才举手的人当中。
So they have a courage to preach about what you have done in them.
你让他们有这样的勇气，能够把你传递给他们的，能够传讲出去。
And help us, all of us, to focus our eyesight on you alone.
让我们把我们一切的眼目，把我们一切的注意力都集中在主你的身上。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.